T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Tom, feel free to tell us about this initiative you're currently taking on with 30 NFL stadiums in 30 days, and all for the purpose of raising $100,000 for St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Where did this idea come from, and how did this all come together for you?
Yeah, thank you so much for having me, Brayton. I really appreciate it. And this was an idea that I had back in February, where all the best ideas happen in the shower. And there was an idea that I've had for doing like short videos and showing up as like different characters in front of some stadiums. And I was like, yeah, that's kind of been back in the mind for a couple of years. And it kind of just hit me. I was like, well, what if I do all of them? And what if I do them all in 30 days? So I had the idea, but then actually trying to execute the idea is a very different beast. And so what wound up happening was I kind of spent 2 months planning it. And just going through planning out the best route possible and like what the logistics would look like, which spoilers are a nightmare. And what winds up happening is I pitch the NFL. They really like the idea. They wound up helping me get a team to get on board just for a stadium tour, which I'm really happy and thankful for. But it really has just turned into, we're on day 3 right now when we're doing this call. We're in Chicago and we've already raised over $51,000 for St. Jude. And we haven't put out a single video yet. The first one will be dropping today on Thursday, June 1st, and we'll continue throughout the month. And the momentum behind it has been absolutely insane and has kind of just blown me away with the reception that it's gotten.
In your years of being on YouTube, you've been a very charitable person, helping raising money for a number of different causes. What significance does St. Jude have for you, and what led you to choosing them as a beneficiary of this initiative?
Absolutely. So St. Jude is an organization I've wanted to work with for quite some time. And anytime that I do charitable endeavors, I really look into the charities to make sure that the majority of money isn't going to marketing or anything like that. It's being spent on the cause that they're promoting. And like any charity, St. Jude does do that. And they are one of the bigger charities. They obviously have that name recognition, which is why throughout the year, I pick smaller charities or less well-known charities to spread the love to. We raised about $102,000 last year for various charities. And for St. Jude, the first big fundraising stream that I did back in 2021, it was an 8-hour stream that I just had an idea for to do for a charity, was for another organization called the Sunshine Kids Foundation. And similar to St. Jude, in that they work with families of children who are diagnosed with cancer or a serious illness, they provide activities for children completely free of cost to the families and kind of just try to return some normalcy back to their lives. And with St. Jude, I've always kind of had this envision of, if I was to try and promote them and try to raise money for them, I wanted it to be a big event. And this truly is the biggest thing that I have ever done, not just in terms of scope, but just in terms of trying to just do it, because the logistics are so crazy. And I thought St. Jude would be a perfect organization for that.
That's fantastic. You've also teamed up with Del Reed and 26 Shirts, a Buffalo-based company. What led you to choose Del and 26 Shirts to join forces? And what were those conversations like with Del?
Yeah, so it's actually really funny. So one of my moderators is a diehard Buffalo Bills fan. And I actually have had a number of their shirts for a few years now. And I think it was like the Lion King one, with which like Simba, but it's a buffalo instead. And I know that 26 Shirts does some awesome community work. They not only have incredible designs and incredible art team, but their proceeds, a lot of it is going to help local families, local businesses, etc. And they were one of those guys that I would have loved to reach out to and work with. And Dell actually reached out to me first. And I was like, I have your shirts. And it was very easy and quick, and we already had a design that was mocked up. And instead of putting it on Teespring where they would have taken a percentage, we wanted to help local businesses as well while also giving back for every $5, or I'm sorry, every shirt that is sold, $5 goes right to St. Jude. So it was a way to help local businesses as well as the charity.
That's fantastic. You're currently in Chicago. You're on day three of this initiative. You got 27 more stadiums to go. What are your expectations for this initiative? I know that there could be plenty that happens over the course of the next several days, but what's maybe in the cards for your travels and what's maybe in store for some of the fans during your journey?
Yeah, I mean, we have some amazing donation incentives. Last night, we were up late editing and doing voiceover work for the first video. It was about like 1:30 in the morning, and a donation was dropped of nearly $5,000. Which pushed us over $50,000, which means when I am in Buffalo, I will be jumping through a table for charity. So we not only have those incentives coming up, and we have some push goals in case, you know, we raise even more money than what we previously anticipated. So super excited about that opportunity. But I got to be completely honest with you, the best part about this have been the fan meetups. They have been absolutely incredible. And as someone who kind of just works in their basement in New York, and that's my life, I don't really get recognized a lot in New York or anything like that, to come out here and to have 40, 50 people show up during a work day or at night at a random local business to help support them has been incredibly surreal and humbling. And just getting to hear people's stories, and people have driven over 4 hours to be here and be a part of this, I think it really just speaks to the community, the fact that we put out zero content in terms of 30 and 30 yet, and yet we've raised so much money. You know, it's a special community, and I'm so grateful for it. And it's one that I've worked really, really hard to try and foster. So I'm just excited because we've left enough flexibility to kind of just go where the day takes us. Because at the end of the day, I'm trying to capture the essence of the city, the fans, and the people. And if I can even just scratch the surface on that and present that to the world, it's a success.
And you'll be making your trek to Buffalo coming up this Sunday to visit Highmark Stadium in Orchard Park. First off, have you spent time in Western New York? Have you taken time to actually be in the Western New York, Buffalo, and Orchard Park region?
So it hasn't. I have friends in Rochester, so I know that area very well. And then for Buffalo, I actually attended a Packers Buffalo game back when I was 16 years old, and you guys kicked the pants out of us when we had Brett Favre. So that's the last time I've been to the Buffalo area, and a lot of these places I've never been to. So yesterday was my first day in Minneapolis. I had never been there, and I'm excited just to kind of get around and, just, again, like see what the city is about, and it just comes down to the people. And I know Bills Mafia is going to show up, and it's going to be incredible.
Other than Bills Mafia, what do you know about the region? What do you know about Western New York?
So Western New York is, first of all, it's massive. And it's funny because people who don't know upstate, there's people from Long Island who say upstate is just 20 minutes north of the city. But Western New York, I mean, I got to be very honest with you. It comes down to like just the charity and openness of the people. And I think that there are times where some places in Western New York kind of get a bad rep, especially from people from the city, which is like, oh, there's nothing up there. There's no culture. There's no, like, there's not these fancy restaurants or anything. And that's just not the case. So I think just being able to put a spotlight on a community that, one, is so deserving of it, but also is just so much more than what they're perceived as, like that's the goal here.
What's on the docket for fans in your trip on Sunday? How can fans meet you, interact with you during your day in the region?
Absolutely. So we're going to do a meeting up in front of the stadium, and it'll be announced on socials. I'm going to try to do it the day before. It's just, again, we're flying by the seat of our pants right now, kind of just saying, like, you know, because there's travel delays and all that great stuff. But all the information will be either on YouTube or it'll be on any of the social media, and we can do that. And then what we've been doing is something called In Real Life Raids, and we've been just going to local businesses, and I've been streaming, and people show up, and we support that local business. Been hanging out for 2 to 3 hours to do these fan events. So there's usually two of them. I know Sunday, not a ton of people will be working. It's not a typical work day, but I wanted to give people opportunity, whether, you know, they were at work for the first one or, you know, they had just other obligations, they'll be able to attend both. So there will be two events in Buffalo, one in front of the stadium where likely the table jumping will occur, and then later it will be a random small business that we choose to support.
How much have you been thinking about that jump through the table when you get to Buffalo now that you've reached the $50,000 mark?
Not to spoil anything, I wanted to do it anyway. So it seems like a rite of passage, and there's many Bills fans that have supported me over the years. Just on a little bit of a heavier note, I was live during the game when Damar Hamlin went down, and we kind of just went through that experience together for 3.5 hours. I was able to find that GoFundMe that he had and put it out there, and that went viral. And I was very happy to just help contribute to the publicity and getting it out there. And I'm just really excited because I know how charitable the fan base is. And this is a great cause that we're doing. So whether it's the local business or whether it's St. Jude, I very much expect people to show up, and we're just going to have a great time.
While we have you, what are your thoughts on the Bills overall heading into this upcoming season?
Listen, you know, the Bills are kind of like that AFC team that you always root for, and I remember it vividly. I know it's been 16 years since I've been to the stadium, so it's been a little bit. But if there's any organization that reminds me of the Packers, it's the Buffalo Bills. It's the small town feel. It's the parking in people's driveways. It's tailgating in people's houses. And that's what I love. I mean, the Green Bay Packers are my favorite team. I love the community. I started this entire journey here. And I think, you know, we're going to start hitting our stride when we get to Buffalo on Sunday. And we're going to see what everything's all about.
All right, Tom, tell us about where people can not only find you, but how they can donate and contribute to your amazing cause.
Absolutely. So first, shout out to 26 Shirts. So if you want to support them, local business, as well as help St. Jude, every single shirt that's sold is $5. So you can check out 26shirts.com. In addition, to help the charity and the fundraiser, there's two ways that you can donate, technically three, but you can head out on YouTube, any of the 30 and 30 videos that you see there. There's a direct link that you can just click on through YouTube. It could be totally anonymous. It's totally fine if you don't want to put your name up there. That's great. You could donate it. That's one way. The second way is on any of those videos or on all of my social media stuff, which you could find me at Tom Grossi Comedy on just about everything. You can donate directly to St. Jude. We're doing a leaderboard. So the person who donates the most amount of money after the 30 days, I'll be giving them two tickets to their home opener, just as another little incentive to try and get people to raise money for a great cause. So yeah, check any of that stuff out. There's plenty of ways to donate, and I appreciate it. And as always, I also want to say, if you're unable to donate because times are difficult, and I totally get that, sharing it helps so much, because if we are going to get the attention of these teams, if we're going to get the attention of like this greater space, it's going to come down to the people in the community to just share it. So that's the goal, and we'll just see what happens.
Very good, Tom. Anything else you want to add to our conversation?
Listen, I appreciate the time. I appreciate you having me. Buffalo is one of the ones that I circled very, very early. I am very, very much looking forward to being there. And let's just raise the money for an amazing cause.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.